Welcome to another episode of the Biennale podcast. My name is Alexandra Zavia. Today I'm sitting here with Lisandro Alonso. Hi, Lisandro.
Hi, Alexandra. How are you?
Thank you. I'm fine. How are you doing?
I'm trying to feel good.
Here in my hands, I'm holding the book on you, on your work, The Textur, Lisandro Alonso. Have you had a look at it?
Yeah, I did. I think we with James and Eva, we just choose some kind of people who can contribute to explain the way I work. Mm-hmm. And somehow I think they know the way I focus in order to make films. And I think they somehow try to understand my way to approach the different issues about what I choose to put microphones and cameras and why I choose to focus on these people and not in that other people. So somehow I think it's a mix in a way that, I mean, I already make like a 6 films, which is not a huge amount, but for me it is. It just with the starting point that I never thought that I was going to make a second film, but I did. So I think they contribute somehow to me to put focus in the way I work. It's an exchange. So not when I make first or my second film, but then we start to think about where I should go in my next work through them, you know. It's like
it's a kind of inspiration also.
Yeah,
exchange.
You make a film, you just take a picture, and then you share your picture, and people talk about your picture, and then you start having smart or negative or positive readings about your pictures, and then you keep going. Okay, I did this well, this not that well, and then you start to work, collaborate somehow together.
Interesting.
With the people who saw your work somehow.
And why is it film? I mean, why do you want to make films? Why don't you, I don't know, draw or...
I try. I really try, but I'm not a good... I would love to be a painter, but they are like a huge humans being, I guess. So it's too difficult to be a good painter. So, I mean, I would love to do that, but especially nowadays where you can find images all around you. But I think I tried to choose my characters or my landscapes or environments in some specific way. I don't know which one it is. I never know what is going to be next, and I like to surprise myself.
With the recent film Eureka, did the landscape find you, or did you find the landscape, especially the Pine Ridge area?
Yeah, actually, if you ask me why you go to South Dakota, U.S., you are so far away from that kind of communities, and I say, well, okay, why not? So I take my plane tickets and I travel there for several times before I start shooting on that place. I travel a lot, and I remember I was doing like a fellowship in Harvard in Boston, and I asked Vigo, okay, Vigo, do you know some people who lives in any native community? And I said, yes, of course I know. So can you contact me with some of them? Yes, of course. So he gave me some names, and I knocked their doors, and I said, okay, I'm a friend of Vigo. What are you doing here? I live here. So I start searching for different kind of questions, even if they don't like to talk, especially with foreigner people. And I start to go there and see how they live.
What were questions you had?
That's a good one. Why you keep calling your kids to clouds instead of John or Tom? I mean, I never asked that kind of questions, but it was deep inside of me, why don't you open your frontiers and just, you know. And there's a lot of different feelings, I guess, on them against people who owns their own property or country or landscapes. And I'm curious about it, about here, why don't you go away from this reality? And I say, I don't have to go away. I mean, but it's complete. I mean, like everywhere, I guess they are, but they are, I mean, I'm surrounded by natives. I am from South America, you know, I live in Argentina. So if you go to Peru, Paraguay, even 800 kilometers from my own city, there's a lot of people who lives in it, like they live 400 years ago. But even if I always take care about those people who doesn't have the microphone besides them, cameras on them, I'm just trying to approach them with the excuse about making a film, to work together, and just can we spend some time together, you know, to maybe I can learn from you and we can cooperate in this film, on in this job, and try to get pictures on you, and you can try to see how people who make films behave. It's an exchange, I guess.
Yeah. When I'm listening to you talking about this, you know, the territory and the landscape, I mean, I can't help thinking of how difficult it has been and it always is to, you know, take part in questions of territory or to kind of like, you know, judge it. I mean, there are wars on, you know, between people who want that land and who have that land. And it's, I don't, and I'm thinking about it and I want to ask a question, but I don't even know what question to ask because it seems such a...
I don't know either.
Yeah.
But since I have no questions, I just go there and just breathe with them. I spend my time and energy. Sometimes you don't even have to make questions. Even just being there is just enough for me. Just listen to birds and see how the light change and just be with them. Because I don't think they receive a lot of people in order to share their times. So, but I think more than that, I'm not only talking about this last film we made, it's just trying to understand the way we are, even if I'm a city guy. Most of the time, I don't know how to communicate with my mother or with my brother. So I just try to understand, or with my kids. So I try to make films in order to try to express better myself, in order to understand another people who is relative from me. So, and I think it's really complicated.
Mm-hmm.
It's not an easy task.
No, I mean it's a means of kind of like approaching something. Maybe I read in an interview you said you are not a big fan of words. You think people hide behind words.
No, especially because I came from a country that you know, politics. There's a lot of different issues, corruptions, and so I just prefer to see how people react in action through her bodies. And see what they need, what they never get, what they still want, hopes. So I just try to observe people, and I think, especially nowadays, we don't need to communicate ourselves through words. I mean, like, if you observe people, you will understand. If you really focus on them, you will read them easily.
For the identity of a people or for an individual as well, it's important to have some kind of narration or to express some kind of narration, I think.
Well, I'm curious about it. I mean I'm not really interested in narrate, because I think we, since we are born, we hear different histories from parents and uncles or whatever. So I think everyone has his own narrative storytelling about life. So it's not my job to narrate more things. I just try to observe things around me or far away from me. And I interest in the filmmakers I like or the or films I do like, it's more about if they give me the chance to be the protagonist, about being in action, thinking. I mean, I know it's a double work when you go and sit there in front of the image and you are forced, okay, why I should try to think about this and that, and why he chose this and that button. But it's what cinema is for, right? Mm-hmm. Or it's like when, I don't know, when you read like a very heavy book, and you know it's a really pain in the ass, but you keep reading it, and at the end you feel, okay, I did it. I feel better now. That's the thing. It's not about the end. The result of a film itself is the experience about that I pass through. It takes 10 years for me to make this last film, but it happens a lot of things in my life, like personal issues and not personal. So I think it's just being in the train and being active. A bad film, a good film. Who says? You know, it's just where do you want to share your energy? And that's the excuse I found for me to go and just put cameras in some place and not in still. I mean, if you ask me, why you choose South Dakota? Why you go to Pine Ridge? No idea. But I really know I didn't want to make a film in New York or in L.A. I just, if you want to make a film in U.S., okay, I think I should go to this place. Mm-hmm. Why? I don't know.
Do you have any attachment to a landscape?
I love landscapes because for me, like they are the main character of. They can say more about people than people itself. So when you shoot like a place. I mean, if I go and put my camera here in Vienna, probably Vienna, the buildings, the way they are structured, traffic lights, they will say much more about people than people, even if they talk. Mm-hmm. So when you go to jungle, why people is living in the jungle so far away from hospitals or the schools or far away from other people? Do they choose to be far away, or they were obliged somehow to be out there? I have no idea.
I mean, when you say that landscape says a lot about people, it also means or it implies that the people are shaped by the landscape or by the surroundings. What would you say, how are you being, or how have you been shaped by which landscapes, and how do you realize that?
I think I've been born since I was a kid, like going to the farm with my parents. So, and I always get a lot of curiosity about those people that who lives without controlling electricity and comfort and heat and, you know, air conditioner or whatever. And if they want meat, they just kill an animal. It's a more primitive way of, I don't know, exist, I guess. And I focus, I think I can, I don't know if I am, but I try, and I think it's, for me, it's easy to understand what us needs from this world we are living in through people who lives out of the cities. So you can see they need, like primitive needs, and without having like a bill in their wallet. I prefer to choose people that they don't have wallets, you know? So you can follow them and say, okay, he needs to eat, he needs to go that way, he needs to find a tree, he needs to find a fish, he needs, you know, it's normal issues. Mm-hmm. If you ask me why, don't know. It's maybe some romantic issue, but it can be super violent, you know, when you are out there without controlling. I mean, I've been shooting with people who drinks water from the river, people who has 24 kids, three different partners. So what? Why? So I don't know. I remember when I was shooting, I don't know, my second film, and our country keeps the money in their banks from the community, and I go out there and I travel in a canoe on the river, and I ask, because I didn't know what to say to that kind of people, in order to break the ice and say, did you hear what happens with the people that the banks keeps their money? And just the main character of my second movie asked me what a bank is. So not that kind of answer just put you in focus, you know, somehow. Or at least it helped me to be in focus that, okay, I'm just part of big city, but it's all the people doesn't live like the way I do.
Mm-hmm. I read in another interview you said you're interested in the world of prisoners. Mm. What do you mean by that?
I don't know, but I will search into my head. Prisoners. No, maybe I say that when I was shooting a guy who get out from jail, but peace. I don't know. I mean, I'm always curious about what freedom means, so maybe that's its concern about freedom. What is freedom? Freedom. Am I free? Freedom. I don't know what it is. It's a big word, but I mean, it should be related to have different choices to choose the way you want to live. And there's a lot of people that they don't even know there is choices. I mean, they just live because, okay, I was born here behind the shadows of that tree. This is the way it is. So they don't know any other kind of possibility about go to school, have different projects, desire, wish. They just be there. So I think they have less freedom, or somehow they are prisoners or on their own way of living, surrounded by the environment. I mean, obviously, if you live surrounded by buildings, you have different choices than someone who lives surrounded by trees. Yeah, especially when they not are controlling the trees. Why you laugh?
Because it's always risky to kind of like have an interview like that, because I'm not asking about your films, about the protagonist here, about the protagonist there, but I'm trying to kind of like, you know, get a feeling for the way you work, you approach your topics.
Yeah, but that's really interesting, because that's why films I'm making for. It's not about making films about that. I like, I don't like emoji, you know, it's not about that. I mean, films for me are the best excuse to talk with you and with you about how do you live, mm-hmm. what do you care? Mm-hmm. It's just an
what
excuse.
What do you care about, yeah.
It's just that's an excuse, a good film, bad film, who cares?
But do you, like, I wonder, that's why I
especially if you are not making commercial films, which I don't think that's the idea of the festival.
Do you think you could do that? Do you think you could make a commercial
film? No, by religion, I can't. I think it's a really not easy thing to make a film. Even if it's commercial or non-commercial, it's heavy stuff. You have to convince people. You have to talk with a lot of people. People that sometimes you don't care shit about them, and they don't care shit about you. But you need to keep working on the idea, the same idea for 10 years. Why should keep doing it? 10 years, you know, 1 year after the other. And things happen in your life, in your personal life. And you say, okay, I don't have any other excuse to spend my energy and time. So I just go. So that's a good thing that nobody explained me when I was on a film school, mm-hmm. that you will have to keep your strength high in order to convince people that you have an idea.
Mm-hmm. But also sometimes it's like, it's the same with writing, when you're writing a book.
Yeah.
you kind of like have to commit yourself in a way because you know it takes a lot of...
Yeah, but the difference is when you are writing, you are just you and your white page. And when you are making FM, you have to talk, convince, because you need money. I mean, if you are a painter or a photograph, or it's just more isolated kind of relationship with your work. But making a film, at least you need five people around you, and you need to talk to them and say, are you sure about this? No, this is not a good idea. Just put the camera the other side. So, and I think that's the main difference between being isolated with your own work and making films. Even if today, I mean, everyone has a camera on their hands, but that's another thing. From the way I see it, I mean, I grew up, I don't know, like when I was in school, it was, I don't know, 25 years ago, and there was not digital things, you know, there was no telephone, so you need a focus puller, and you need a guy on the camera, you need a sound guy, so it's not that you can make it by yourself, and I think you should keep that way. Even if you reduce, I mean, I'm not there. I mean, and my crew is in between, it can be between 10, 15, 20, 30 people as maximum in the last film. But I prefer to say hello to everyone and to talk with everyone. Should we go that direction or that direction? I remember, I know. In every film we made, I ask, I don't know, from Vigo to the sound guy who is my brother, I mean, are we... What do we need to shoot for this film? And we discover the film through making it. Mm-hmm. It's not, I don't trust in scripts, in pages, in order to finance the film. But the film itself is something else. It's okay, what are we going? I mean, especially when you are shooting with people that they are not actors, they never, I mean, I shoot with people that they don't know how to read, they've never been in a cinema, so. You need to approach to them in a different way. You know, you are not saying action, cut, all that kind of film stuff. Mm-hmm. So you just go, oh, hi, how are you doing? Do you know where, is there honey around here? Mm-hmm. Yeah, sure, where? I know where there's a tree over there. Can you listen? No, I can listen. No, I cannot. Okay, just follow me. Okay, and you just go.
When you're moving through life, let's say, how do you moderate the load of images for yourself? You know,
I think it's getting difficult every day, but I think I already choose before this over information we all have. And I think I already choose like a path, and I just go that direction. So I just get out from cities and I try to choose people that I feel I'm the one, the only one who can hear them somehow. You know, they are not in TikTok or whatever, Instagram or whatever. And I try to, even if I try to discover them, even if they don't have that much to offer, I mean, let's say, you know, that way, but and I just to put attention on them, and I try through films to try to understand myself through them, and I try to make my own questions through them, like am I going to die alone? When is it going to happen? Am I going to be able to say I love you to someone? You know, so I choose people who doesn't have that kind of, it seems they don't express that way, but obviously they feel that way to different people, but they don't express that way. So, and I think that's the main issue of, even if it doesn't seems that kind of feeling is on my films, because I'm very minimal in the way I express or my characters speak, but I try always to feel this kind of communication between people. which is, I think is not really happening that well.
Do you guide your children on that?
I try to be a good father, which means I have no idea. No, I try to don't make a lot of mistakes. But yeah, I mean, I think I mean, they have 11 and 8, and I think they are still kids, I guess. But the way I choose my landscapes or my you know, issues on my films, they will ask themselves, I wish, why dad choose that people? Why he goes that far away to make a film with the guy who has an axe in his hand? Why he go to meet that people who just know about the rivers and the canoe? And maybe they will open on my kids a window to think, okay, there's another people. It's not only about us. So if dad want to show that, it might have a reason. Let's think about it. I don't know if it's good teaching or bad.
Do you feel you have a lot of choices? You can make a lot of choices?
It depends on what you call choices. I mean, I think now, after making a couple of films, I can choose whatever. I can try to put the camera. But I think I have some. Being from South America, I start making films with the money of my family. They give me like, I don't know, $30,000 and say, okay, are you going to die by drinking or are you going to try to be someone? And I say, okay, I will try to be someone. So I make a film and here I am. I think I start thinking differently since I have kids, you know. In the last film, we were shooting in the freezing times. I always crashed twice. Why am I here? Why am I here doing this? Okay. Maybe my kids are going to ask the same question.
Isn't it good to ask yourself that question at some point in your life?
All the time.